B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A group of teenage boys, and of course it would be a group of teenage boys, have been charged in juvenile court after they allegedly tricked some of their teachers into eating food laced with their bodily fluids.
Oh, man.
And we're talking about both bodily fluids.
From boys.
Oh, okay. At the time of the incidents, the boys who were attending Old Tangi Hyatt's Middle School in Ohio were all 14 years old. Charges were filed earlier this week after an investigation by the sheriff's office, which included sending the food for testing to ensure it was actually contaminated. An attorney for four of the accused said in a statement that he believes his clients and urged people to remember that they are all eighth grade boys that were influenced by the internet. The boys reportedly planned the plot days prior to the incident.
They're putting the spunk in Spunkmeyer.
There you go. And one of the boys put his... stuff in the school. He brought it to school in a plastic baggie.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know I had that stuff in eighth grade.
Do you remember when your mom would you'd pack the semen for lunch? Yeah.
During a classroom activity where the students were making crepes.
Jesus.
The boy put his fluid in the crepe and allegedly gave it to his teacher who consumed it.
If you were a teacher, would you ever eat anything your student gave you?
The other boys are accused of feeding four different teachers barbecue sauce laced with urine. Attorney Brad Koffel said, I believe this is a form of YouTube flu, where kids are influenced by dumb pranks they see on YouTube, as YouTube celebrities do.
It is a
game of getting views, clicks, and likes. He said they are not adults, and they are not going to be punished like adults.
The licking ice cream thing doesn't seem so bad now.
Three of the boys have been charged with assault on a teacher, while the other four have been charged with complicity to assault a teacher, and all are class 5 felonies. They will be arraigned later this month, so we'll see what ends up happening with that.
Bastard.
A 12-year-old boy says he's lucky to be alive after a metal spring from a trampoline shot into his back.
Whoa!
Did you see the pictures of this?
I did not.
So this spring, is the size of a cigar.
Yeah.
And it's sticking out of his back. It went all the way into him. Jamie Quinlan was bouncing on a friend's trampoline on Saturday when the spring broke off and became embedded in his back. He said he felt a very strange sensation in his back, followed by a lot of pain. His father, Ian, said that his heart dropped and sank down to my knees when he saw the accident. Jamie said that the spring was so heavy and added that he could not believe I've been through all of this. He said, I was lucky that the hook actually broke off, or it could have been a lot worse.
Have you ever had a backyard trampoline?
No, I didn't own one. I had plenty of friends that did, though, so we spent a lot of time on them. But he said he was taken to the hospital with the spring still impaled in his back. It was removed in an operation under local anesthetic.
Oh, what fun.
He said he'd been playing in his friend's garden with several other children, and when they came up with the idea of all of them jumping on the trampoline at the same time, he said he had no idea the spring had ripped through his T-shirt and was lodged in his back. The youngster was discharged from the hospital soon after the surgery. He said, I'm a lot better than I was when I had the spring in my back.
So, to make matters worse, he had just had a foul-tasting crepe at school.
Oh, God, that's a bad day.
It's a bad day.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania police say a woman ran afoul of the law after she tossed a decapitated chicken in the driveway of her ex-boyfriend's home.
I'm sending a message.
Police say the incident began Tuesday after a domestic dispute involving 29-year-old Yaharia Vasquez and her ex-boyfriend, who investigators declined to name. Police say no one was injured in the dispute, but just before midnight, police say they were called to the ex-boyfriend's home for a report of a suspicious package.
It's like if Frank Perdue was a capo.
A woman who is related to the homeowner said that she was sitting in a car near the driveway when she saw Vasquez's car drive up the road. Vasquez stopped her car in front of her home and tossed a bloody plastic bag out of her window. After tossing the bag, the woman heard Vasquez say, "Dead people will come after you," and drove away. Inside the blood-soaked bag, police said they found a chicken with its head missing.
Can I ask you a question? Why did he break up with his catch?
The woman told police that Vasquez had previously told her that she had practiced witchcraft.
Oh.
Police charged Vasquez with harassment, scattering trash, and disorderly conduct. She denied throwing the dead chicken, though.
I think something to learn from both these stories is that lunatics love plastic bags.
All right, then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's end with a positive note.
Yes.
A 5-year-old boy who was thrown off the third-story balcony of the Mall of America in Minnesota. You remember
that? I did see this story, yeah.
By a stranger, returned home after 5 months of medical care. So I never heard the follow-up. I didn't know how bad this kid
was
injured.
Right, right.
The family of Landon Hoffman announced on GoFundMe that the boy completed inpatient rehabilitation and is now home.
This guy just randomly threw him off, right?
Yep. He will enter the next phase of recovery and receive outpatient rehabilitation for multiple injuries and adjusting to life back at home and school. In August, he was moved from the hospital's intensive care unit into the rehab program. He's required multiple surgeries for head trauma and broken bones since the attack. In April, a man who did not know Landon or his family grabbed the boy and threw him the nearly 40 feet to the ground off the third-story balcony. That man, 25-year-old Emmanuel Aranda, was charged with attempted premeditated murder. He had pleaded guilty. He's doing 19 years in prison. He had allegedly told investigators he went to the mall, quote, looking for someone to kill, after past instances of women repeatedly rejecting his advances.
Well, now it makes sense.
Yeah, so, you know. Anyhow, the kid's doing better, which is wonderful news.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Florida man decided to park his car in his kitchen in order to protect it from Hurricane Dorian.
I did see this.
It's a smart car.
Yes.
So it's one of those tiny cars.
Okay.
But Patrick Eldridge revealed that in addition to
Protectus is the god of cars.
No, it's to protect his car.
I am Protectus.
These typos are going to freaking kill me.
I shall protect your smart car, for I am Protectus. Fear not the hurricane.
To protect his car from blowing away, he wanted to prove to his wife
that he was an idiot.
Hail Protectus, Protectus of light. Protectus, protect my car tonight.
I am Protectus.
I like that little prayer.
Did you like that? I just made that up.
I liked that a lot.
I couldn't remember it if I tried.
He wanted to prove to his wife that he could actually fit it in the kitchen. Now, Jessica, her car, his wife, was already parked in their garage.
She was parked in the living room.
And to avoid cleaning their garage out, Patrick decided to park it in the house. Jessica said, I said there was no way he could. He said that he could, so he opened the double doors and had it in. I was amazed that it could fit, and he had it in with absolutely no problems. With the car in the kitchen, Jessica had to move around it to cook and serve dinner. She said, I'm hoping that he will put it out pretty soon once the wind dies down. There is room, and it's not in the way, but my dogs are confused by it, she said.
What do you think the weight of an average smart car, like the one he has, which is, you know, one of those really tiny ones?
Under 2,000 pounds,
that's
maybe?
What I was thinking, yeah.
Something like that. They're so tiny, who knows? A man who police say pretended to be unconscious because he was behind on his rent found this was not likely the best way to avoid his landlord. The owner of the apartment called police when he found his tenant, 28-year-old Ted Zarens, unresponsive in the apartment. So he called for assistance, and police officer Curtis Pickard responded to the call along with Maine State Trooper. When police arrived, they found Zarens conscious and responsive and not in need of medical assistance. He was essentially playing dead, so he didn't have to pay his rent.
That's a good method.
The officers discovered there was... It was an outstanding warrant for Zarens, who had allegedly failed to appear in court regard to a threatening charge. A notorious magpie whose habit of swooping on passersby in Sydney, Australia, led to dozens of complaints were shot dead, prompting an outcry from magpie lovers. The local council defended the shooting, saying the particularly aggressive bird was not taken lightly. The complaints about him was not taken lightly, and the decision wasn't either. The magpie had attacked people, sending some to the hospital.
Well, that's a little more aggressive.
Yeah, the Australian magpie is a different species to the European bird. Which,
of course it is. You can probably pick up cars.
With which it shares its name. During mating season, the Australian magpie can become aggressive and attack humans crossing its territory. But the species is protected by law and can only be dealt with by local authorities. The magpie was shot by the council after more than 40 complaints. One resident suffered a heart attack following an attack. And a council spokesperson said this particular bird was very aggressive and uncharacteristically territorial and tried to attack people's faces, going so far as to deliberately try to swoop underneath cyclists' helmets. It was nicknamed the Windsor Road Monster after carrying out such attacks over several years. And apparently one user wrote, "Same magpie, swooped three times and hit right side of head and scratched my face. He started by coming in at eyeball level straight on, and I've never known a more aggressive magpie." So they tried to catch it, but they ended up shooting it.
"I've never known a more aggressive magpie. I've been riding my bike down the street for 25 years, and I've never seen a more aggressive magpie."
They had it. All right, and then we'll do one last story, and this is funny. I saw the pictures of it. A manatee in St. Lucie County, Florida, took advantage of the rising waters due to Hurricane Dorian to grab a nice meal. Corinne Hogan had posted video to her Facebook page of the gentle giant swimming up into her backyard and eating grass.
Wow.
She said, "The tide is so high, we actually have a manatee swimming in our yard right now."
I love those things.
I do, too. They're beautiful. Hogan said in the video, "That is actually in our yard. Wow, she's a big girl.
I killed it.
Okay. Hogan said,
"I beat it to death with a lawn chair."
That the high tide was up about 4 feet in Palm City after the manatee filled up on grass. So the animal swam back in to Hidden River and took off.
My wife took a diving trip one time with a whole express purpose to go down and swim with the manatee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, and loved it. They're just amazing.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.